Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, I've always had a tremendous amount of respect for Kendall Jackson.
Absolutely.
Despite all the sniping about their ubiquitous Chardonnay.
Okay, but what the heck?
It's pretty good wine. What I do really like is when they launch a project, it tends to be extremely well thought out, and they tend to give you extremely good value for the buck. And you have a new Kendall Jackson project that you want to talk about that involves a region that they hadn't worked in before.
Well, they've done a little bit of work in this area, but this is a new project out of the Monterey area, and it's called, not surprisingly enough, Carmel Road.
Right.
Because it's from that area and what we've typically seen from those parts of the country, you're not surprised to see that they make a Pinot Noir and they make a Chardonnay. But the surprise to me was that they also make a Riesling, and it was terrific.
That's outrageous.
But the nice thing about this Carmel Road project is that these wines represent tremendous value. These are not going to deliver the amazing complexity that you're going to get in the $25 to $30 a bottle range, but they give you really good examples of the varietal fruit at a very nice price point. And actually, these would be good. So we're going into Thanksgiving's right around the corner.
Yeah.
So these would be good wines to potentially look at for that. I'll get you started with the 2012 Carmel Road Monterey Pinot Noir. It's got your classic berries with a hint of spice and then that little bit of that cola note that occasionally comes through in Pinot Noir, which I happen to kind of like. Sort of medium-bodied, full rounded fruitiness. It's not a wine for aging probably for very long. It's sort of fruit forward, but it's got some nice complexity. It's never going to disappoint. And at a whopping $19 a bottle for pretty nice California Pinot Noir, I thought it represented a very good value. Then moving slightly up the qualitative scale is the Chardonnay. This is going to sell for a whopping $16.50. So again, nothing here is going to break the bank. And this is not surprising, going to give you a lot of your sort of classic California tropical fruit, pineapple and vanilla, apple and citrus flavors. So, again, there's no surprises here except that the quality is there. The wines are nice, clean, crisp, decent acidity. Again, at $16 and change, it's going to be really good value. Really pleased with this. Now, for me, maybe I'm crazy, but the show stunner for me was the 2012 Monterey Liberated, they're calling it, although I'm not 100% sure why, Riesling. This was terrific. It's not going to be your classic German-style Riesling. It's not going to be like Washington State Riesling, but it had bright aromas of peach. There was a flavor of Earl Grey tea, which I thought was killer.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really nice.
How cool.
Lime zest and orange peel, pear and spice. Now, you know what? That is an awful lot of flavors being delivered in a package that sells for $16.
How food friendly was this?
I think this would be terrifically food friendly. It had good bright acidity and good crisp and clean flavors, but there's a fullness on the palate that's going to lend itself to a lot of different things. Like I said, $16 a bottle, Monterey Liberated Riesling from Carmel Road. What a deal.
That is a great deal. And Riesling is a great wine for turkey dinner.
Absolutely.
Absolutely is. Thanks for the big tips, Hugh. This sounds like a great project. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and you've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.